Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Oh, sure is. Welcome to Monday. Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, how good it is to have you back, Buzz. Oh,
it's good to be back. Hello,
is
Tommy
that
Little.
Buzz?
It is.
I thought that was a heavyset lesbian with some stubble, but that's Buzz.
Do you know what's so funny?
It's so
funny.
Nice to have
Two
you
weeks
back.
Without an insult. It was good.
Can I tell you what's so funny about what Buzz is wearing today?
His jacket, all for comfort?
No, his jacket and his shoes I bought my dad for Christmas.
And you've got a stylish dad, Carrie Bickmore.
I do. This is Adidas, or Adidas,
Adidas,
as you call it. Adidas jacket. Anyway, good to have you back, mate.
Buzz, it is actually great to see you. We have missed you, and you're looking bloody good, mate.
Thank you.
The hair's got a bit of volume.
Yeah, it's got a bit of volume. I'm a little bit tired because I've been working so hard over the last couple of weeks. And
you got your LA look on.
Oh, this is right. The tax wrought.
No. You sent me over to Hollywood, which is where I went to do a job,
okay,
and I've come
on.
Back
we
with
didn't
the goods.
Send you over to Hollywood. No, you went on a holiday.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
sorry.
Carriage.
That's right.
You sent me to Hollywood.
I secretly did say to Buzz when you weren't listening, go to Hollywood.
Just get him out of the studio for a couple of weeks.
Go to Hollywood. You're going to be a buzz around town. Is that what we called you?
Yeah, the buzz in LA.
Oh, okay. I got it.
You went on a holiday to LA and we set you a mission to try and get us an exclusive interview so you can claim the whole holiday on tax.
Yeah. And I want to say that the brief was to chat to someone famous and I have absolutely nailed the brief. In fact,
what?
I've not just got one person, I've got three.
Oh, gosh.
Three extremely famous people that you will know. Three famous people, and we're talking A-listers. We're talking like some of the biggest names in the world.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you like me and hate exercising, we've got the details. Honey, you can lose weight with doing nothing at all in Bickmore's Bits. That's happening next.
I didn't know you said if you're like me.
Yeah.
I thought you said if you like me and hate exercise.
Narrows it down, doesn't it?
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
It is crunch time, bro. You're basically running a tax fraud. Or we're about to see whether your whole trip to LA can be a tax write-off. Because we set you a mission that if you wanted to claim it back, you had to be our buzz around LA.
That's
and get
right.
us
yeah,
exclusive,
to do some work.
Yeah, get us exclusive A-list interviews. You have said you've got it.
Yeah, and you know what? This makes it more real because I've actually made myself an opener.
Okay.
For this work-related
before
trip.
Before we just do this.
No,
I just wanted to ask, have you ever interviewed any celebrity before?
Yeah, I've interviewed heaps.
Have you?
Yeah.
You did the thing I do when
yeah,
I'm lying.
Yeah, where you look away.
And your voice goes up.
Okay.
Yeah, me.
Yeah,
me.
Good.
Sam
so
Smith.
No.
Sam Smith in your house.
Sam. Oh, yeah, that's
no, mate,
right.
I interviewed him.
No, I interviewed him as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
We didn't hear that.
Anyway, these names are bigger than Sam Smith.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
No, they're not. Are they?
Yeah.
I'm excited, bro. Let's get into
okay.
it.
Buzz's 100% work-related trip to Hollywood.
All right, you ready to find out the three names that I spoke
your
to? Yeah. Just letting everyone know that the trip was 100% work-related, because it was.
It would. You had at least a 12-hour flight to make that opener.
Yep.
And that was a drum roll and just a slight effect on your voice.
Was it a drum roll?
Buzz.
No, not really.
That is a drum
that's
roll.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, let's not argue over.
Here's a drum roll.
We've got bigger things to argue over.
All right.
It's just a different drum roll. Okay.
Celeb number one.
You said there's three.
Three celebrities.
Okay, just before you tell us, did you fully like record and interview them or did you see them when you were on some like
celebrity tour?
No.
I feel like you're asking the magician to reveal his tricks before you just enjoy
okay.
the show.
All right, okay. I'll
yeah, so firstly, I wouldn't stoop to those levels of going on a celebrity tour to get my interviews.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Number
He's
one.
Buzz around town, come on.
James Corden. Very famous talk show host over in the States.
Okay, that's good.
No, well, so,
I think so.
Okay.
But hold on, what did you do with him?
Hang on. So I've got three to get through, right?
I'll maintain my skepticism because I have also seen your Instagram feed, so I'm skeptical already.
I forgot that you guys followed me. That's annoying.
Here well, I do. Carrie doesn't. She actually blocked you
a
long time ago.
Well, now if you're a celebrity interviewer.
Celebrity number two,
yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
Huge
what?
Name. Huge name.
Ooh, she is
massive.
A big name.
That's two from two.
Yeah.
What's that? She's in that great show at the moment.
Pretty Little Lies.
Yes.
Jinx. All right. And I feel like...
Is that another show?
The drum roll is needed for this last name.
I already know who it is, mate. I know who it is.
Oprah
Can
Winfrey.
I yeah, I knew it was
what?
Oprah.
How did Winfrey? You know?
Because he's just listed who was on James Corden that night. I saw that he attended in the audience. I saw from your Instagram that you attended in the audience and Oprah and Reese Witherspoon were on the show.
Oh, because they're doing a movie together. They're promoting together.
Yeah, but
you
the
just
thing
sat
is,
in the audience.
No, I wasn't.
Show.
I was actually a part of the show because when you go in there, they say, I dressed up really nicely and they came to me when they were trying
did
to seat everyone.
Did you wear that Adidas jacket?
No, I wore my Adidas slides though. I was actually the barman for the James Corden show. I was about 10 centimetres away from Oprah, and when she walked past me...
What does the barman mean?
Well, usually they cross to the barman during the show.
A barman is a man that works behind a bar.
What do you mean on the show, though? They have a guy on the show that's pouring drinks and stuff.
Yeah, so usually they throw to the barman and they chat to the barman during the show. But because Oprah Winfrey was on the show, annoyingly, they didn't actually throw to me. So I had a non-speaking role on the James Corden show.
No, but hang on. This means you'll be in the edit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so did you, was there any knowing glances, was there, because they say 90% of communication is non-verbal. So you still, you only had 10% of your faculties taken away from you, bro.
Yeah.
What were you doing with your 90%?
Well, I was looking at James Corden waiting for him to look at me, and I thought the whole show he was looking at me, but the auto cue was actually behind my head.
Amazing.
So I was looking at the auto cue and I was like, we've got a real connection here. Like when Oprah Winfrey walked past, I said hi, we smiled, it was a real moment.
Did she smile? Did she say
hi
back?
She smiled at me.
Yeah. Did she say hi?
Yeah, she said hi. Reese Witherspoon said, how are you?
Hang on. Okay, so you got your lying voice on again. Because
that's the truth.
Reese said, how are you?
Yes.
Okay, so the issue I have here is you sat in the audience and had a few exchanges with these people. I thought you were getting celebrity interviews.
No, you said I needed to chat to some celebrities, and that's exactly what I did.
That sounds like a chat.
You didn't chat with Corden.
Well, but there was 90%. You heard the non-verbal communication.
No,
I think it's good. The only thing... No.
It's not exclusive anything.
No, well,
The exclusive bit is a problem because we can't claim an exclusive Oprah interview when she was on James Corden's show giving him an interview.
But we're talking about her now, and James Corden doesn't have her till tomorrow night. So as far as I'm concerned, Buzz, that's an exclusive.
That is. Roll the tape, Buzz.
There we go. That was.
So disappointing.
Buzz's 100% work-related trip to Hollywood.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
What was that,
true man? Radio professionals never talk into the openers. They wait for them to go and then talk.
Oh, I've got some sad news to start my bits with today. I don't know if you remember back in 2015, Katy Perry got into some legal dispute. She wanted to buy... Yes, that's Katy Perry. Different. She wanted to buy an old convent, and she was trying to buy it, and a businesswoman was trying to buy it, and the nuns that had been in the convent for all these years didn't want to sell it to her because they didn't think that her type should be living in the old convent.
Wow,
yes.
That's it's not racist, but what is it? It's somethingist.
Religiousist?
I don't know.
Well, she's religious as well, but I think it's because, you know, they thought that it was inappropriate, some of the things she did in her film clips and stuff. Anyway, long story short.
Doesn't go well with the nuns.
No, they do like to cover up. But anyway.
How many bits are you showing? None. Perfect.
Funny.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
It got legal. It got legal and they ended up in court. It's been in and out of court. The nuns taking on Katy Perry. Katy Perry teamed up with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles to take on the nuns because the Archdiocese were saying, it's not the nuns' place, we own it. So it became this legal stoush.
Is this the one with the nun?
Yes. This is what's happened.
How are you going to brush over that bit?
Well, I'm not. I'm getting to it. So there was.
You were just going to say what happened.
There was a post-judgment hearing. I realise I gathered a lot of steam like it was an exciting story. This is a sad story. They were having a hearing in court overnight. I think it was on Friday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the nun at the centre of the whole case, who was 89.
Mm-hmm. What happened to her?
Collapsed and died in the middle of the court hearing.
Oh, and then you're playing this.
Just setting the mood.
I think this might have been from Sister Act. Oh, Sound of Music. I'm not sure. Isn't that shocking? So in the middle of this court case,
well, it depends
nun.
Who it's shocking for. I mean, Katy Perry would be wrapped.
What, because she gets
imagine if
property.
Whoever you were in court against just dropped dead. You'd be like, oh, well, this is the easiest win I've had in my life.
But that's not the way she wanted to go out.
What?
Fighting with Katy Perry over some property.
I mean, maybe, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Now, do you know, of course you know, Nick Cummins.
The Honey Badger.
Honey Badger. Yeah. If you don't know Nick Cummins, he's a former Wallaby player, been playing for years. He's famous for this post-match interview he did where they asked him where he got the name Honey Badger for. This is how he explained it.
This Honey Badger was going toe-to-toe with a male lion and, well, an underdog, obviously, but he on his back, clawing away, 1-2, and then, buddy, the big fella got his canasters clawed off and, and he trotted off around the corner and fell over and the badger gets back up and I thought, what an animal, you know, that's impressive.
He's an absolute larrikin, 30-year-old single guy. He's in an ad at the moment, ad campaign. Is it Bonds?
Jocks. It's tradies?
Tradies.
Because there were tradies for ladies as well.
Anyway, there's rumours that he's going to be the next Bachelor. Apparently, after the success of Sophie Monk being a celebrity bachelorette, yeah, they're thinking maybe we go down this line again.
It'd be a great
and
choice.
They're saying he could imagine listen to that all the time. That would be awesome.
Yeah, he's funny. He's
I
funny.
Did think though, why they should just put Sophie Monk and him together.
Yeah, I mean that's the Aussiest.
Isn't that? I reckon
they'd
be
have
great
a baby
together.
Crocodile Dundee or something.
Wouldn't they? Because yeah, she's single now.
So would you have a crack at the Honey Badger?
No, I think Sophie and the Honey Badger together would be perfect. In fact, I'm going to pitch that as a new series.
What's it called? Sophie and the Honey Badger.
Sophie and the Honey Badger. Yes,
okay,
a reality
you repeated that
series.
Like it's a good name. You just use their
I'm
name.
Take that to 10. Call on the boss now.
Could you
I'm
call it?
Him.
Could you call it Honey Monk?
No.
Okay.
Honey Monk doesn't work.
Okay, sorry. We'll go back
to
your creative.
Back with the nun and the real estate Katy Perry story better.
Are you honestly taking this chat back to the dead nun? Is that how you're getting out of the situation? The dead. Oh, good. Anyway, back to some more uplifting news. That nun's still dead. Oh, great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Usually your laugh fills me with so much joy, but then it took this tone on Friday night.
Oh, it's just that every time we go anywhere or have any guest in here, they always flirt with you. Everyone
this
always
is not
flirts
true.
With you. You're always, everyone's like, oh, Tommy, Tommy, Tommy. And you're always like, oh, and it's like watching like 16-year-olds. It is true. It is true. I'm always the old woman. It's like your mum tagging along anywhere we go, right? And anyway, I've just enjoyed that for a year now, watching that happen. But then we got told we had an interview with Dua Lipa, which you're going to hear later on in the program coming up. And I'm a big fan of Dua, and so are you. You
yes.
love New Rules. You've been banging on about New Rules for months
tune.
Now.
Love. Tune.
But I noticed the little glint in your eye when you thought, oh, we're going to interview Dua Lipa. And I thought, oh, here we go. This is going to be Tommy's going to flirt again. I'm going to sit here like the old woman again listening to Tommy flirt. Mm. Anyway, so Friday night we had to come in and do the interview. But before we did the radio interview, you got to sit next to Dua on the project desk.
Yeah, I did.
How did that go?
Well, not good. I mean, she was great, but she was super professional, and I had quite a few questions to ask her.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of make sure everyone gets an equal say.
Yeah.
I don't think I asked any of them because she's just really
just was just not that into you.
Not at all, right? not at all, and she's really confident, and it's suddenly I was quite. I was like this, and so I didn't say anything.
You realised you couldn't give her the Tommy charm.
Oh, I did nothing.
No, you didn't. I watched the interview. You contributed nothing, mate.
I actually said nothing. Do you want to know? Do you want to know what's even worse? I actually said nothing, and then at the end, she goes, bye, everybody. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for that. Bye. And I said, see you later. And
even though you were about to see her a minute later in our interview with
her. She said before she left, she goes, I've got to go. I've got to do another interview. And I said, instead of me saying,
it's with me,
I said, okay, see ya. And then I knew as I was walking down, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, because then what happened was you came into the studio and you were all depressed. You're all emo. And then she walked in and she goes, oh, hi. And there you were again. And she in her head was thinking, I just saw this guy. Why didn't he say he was going to see me?
Yeah.
Then you sat through our interview and you were so flat. You barely said anything to her, right?
Well, I know. And she must have been thinking, they must be giving this poor kid a second go because he didn't say anything in the last interview.
It was even funnier because you still had your suit on from up on the desk. So she was looking really cool. I was looking cool, I might add.
Because you were ready to go out.
Because I was ready to go out and you were wearing your suit, right? Anyway, you'll hear all this when you hear the interview.
Yeah.
You'll hear how the whole thing unfolds. But anyway, you barely say anything until the interview's starting to get near the end.
Do you know what? Do you know what happened? So here's what happened. It got to the end and I panicked and I realised you've done it again. You haven't said anything again. And you particularly haven't made fun. And then I thought, hang on.
And you haven't flirted. She was not interested in you flirting.
Yeah. And then I thought, oh, I've got the ace up my sleeve because I just discovered that morning that I have this weird thing. And I thought for some reason in my head that it would be
let's
a
talk
great
to a music
idea
superstar about your
about
weird
thing. And then Ruff, the big dog's back in the game.
Okay.
And so this was my
this
ace.
Is what,
this was my
this
ace.
This was Tommy's ace question.
I'm against
to
the
Dua
rope.
Lipa.
I'm a champion fighter. I'm against the ropes. And I'll pull out the ace. Here it goes. I noticed last night something I've never noticed before, and that is I have one eye. Look at this. Look how long my eyebrow is.
They are very long.
It's just one long hair. Is that gross?
You show Dua Lipa your long eyebrow hair,
yeah,
right?
And I'm still growing it.
she gives you nothing, like nothing. And I'm looking at her thinking, I'm glad you're giving him nothing, because what is that? We could be doing about something so much better. Then we stand up. Can you stop showing me your long eyebrow hair? I don't care, mate. Like Dua Lipa. I don't care. It's not working.
Is it working?
Then we stand up to have a picture. We stand up to have a picture, and you say to her, is that your usual get-up that you get around in?
No, because she was wearing, like, heaps of jewelry, and it looked, like,
she
excessive.
She looked gorgeous, like a young girl.
Amazing, yeah, but I was, like, I was then just trying to make a conversation, and I was, like,
really
anyway,
awkward conversation.
We got it, don't we?
Yeah,
we
here it is. Here it is.
Is this the clothes that you, like, cruise around? Like, is this your normal clothes?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a very tracky thing to say.
That is a very dad thing to say. Dua Lipa thinks you are old enough and boring enough to be a dad.
And don't forget long eyebrowed enough. And that laugh that you're hearing, what happened then was she very politely, as she'd been amazing the whole time, she politely said goodbye, and then you laughed for about, I reckon, half an hour you laughed at me.
Just, you finally realised you're old, mate. It's taken me 18 months to get through to your head. You're not 22 anymore.
I'm 23.
No,
and that's
you're not.
Enough.
You're almost mid-30s.
Oh,
and
no,
you've never
not.
Had a chance with Dua. And it's just filled me with so much joy that she didn't even need to shut you down. She just looked at you with this look of, mate, you're old and I've got better places to be.
You know how I'm dealing with this? I'm dealing with this. I don't really know what to say to you except you're hurting my feelings. But I realise also, I'm massaging my calf muscle.
Like an old man. Anyway, I want to speak to other people. 13, 10, 60. The moment you realised you were old.
Oh, you didn't do, when did Dua Lipa hurt your feelings? You thought that was too specific?
Let's do this. When did you think, or when did you realise you were old? 13, 10, 60 is our number. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about when you knew, you finally realised you were old. We had Dua Lipa, who's coming up later in the program. We had her in for an interview and...
Oh, this is hurtful.
You showed her your long eyebrow hair, and then you asked her if she gets around in that gear all the time, and she said, oh, that's such a dad comment.
This is awful. She said it with that, like, glint in her eye of, like, hot dad, though.
No, there was no glint of any of that.
DILF big time.
It reminded me of when Troye Sivan on the project, we first had him on the project, he said, oh, my God, when I was a little boy, I used to watch you on Rove. And I was like, oh, my God, I thought we weren't that far apart in age, but you're talking about when you were a little boy.
What are you talking about, bro?
We got Jay on the line. Jay, who's 29, I might add. When did you realise, Jay, that you were old?
Hi. A couple of months ago, I went jeans shopping for myself. I haven't been shopping for years and years. I can't find bootcut jeans anymore.
Jay, I hate to tell you, but the moment you realised you were old happened slightly before the moment you think it happened. It's when you said the sentence, I hadn't been shopping for years.
I know. I've been getting grey hairs for the last 5 years. Every haircut, there's more grey in there.
Have you got a grey eyebrow hair, though? Because Tommy's got one that could match yours.
I got the longest.
No. None in the eyebrows.
If it makes you feel any better, Jay, bootcut legs jeans are coming back in.
Yeah,
they're coming back round.
I don't like these chinos and skinny leg jeans and all that. I don't like that.
Yeah, okay, well, you're going to be back in fashion. My mate told me about her dad buying clothes, and he was like, that's it now, I reckon. And she's like, what? And he goes, well, I reckon that'll do me till I'm dead. Like, he bought his last round of clothes.
How old was he?
Well, he's still around, but he's like, you know, 70s.
And
he's
like, God.
He's like, yeah, got a couple of pairs of jeans, a couple of tops. I reckon that'll do me till death.
Chantel's on the line. Chantel, when did you realise you were old?
Probably a couple of mornings ago on the school run, my son was complaining that we don't listen to music anymore. We're just listening to breakfast radio all the time and talkback radio. And it made me do a flashback to when I was his age and I complained about my dad putting cassettes in all the time and listening to 3AW and listening to, like, the newspaper being read out loud. And it just made me realise I'm my dad now. I am my dad.
Yeah. And you're only 26, Chantel,
I'm 26.
So that's early to get old, babe.
Yeah.
And so what, what does your kid want to listen to, podcasts or something?
Oh, no, he wants to listen to my Spotify playlist because, you know, commercials are a little bit, you know, like, oh, put this spray, blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about this.
Chantel,
and I'm like, nah,
shut up.
Spotify.
Commercials are great.
Stay away, Chantel.
Everything that goes on this station that you're listening to right now is Tip Top A1.
Let's finish off with Corey. Corey, when did you realise you're old?
How you going, guys?
Old. How are you, Cosa? What happened?
I was sitting on the lounge with my little bloke the other day and just watching a bit of Teen Titans with him, and he just decided to jump up and said, Dad, let's go out the back on the trampoline. And as I went to get up, I made an old dad sound, old groans. And little bloke looked at me and goes, "Dad, that's so embarrassing. You sounded like Pop."
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do. And, Coz, how old are you?
Mate, I'm only 30, but geez, I was hoping sending him to his room for the rest of the day.
Well, I tell you what, those noises are only going to get louder as you get older. You can hear my dad sneeze from suburbs over. You can hear him fart from the next state.
Mate, we can hear you. You're making those noises now. You realise that, yeah?
Okay.
Because as Dua Lipa said, you're old, mate. You're old. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. I mean, because you want the honour or do you want me to do it? You do it.
Well, it's been a long time since I've gone to a concert where I've walked away and gone both the main act but the support act were the best I've seen in years and years and years, and that was Bruno Mars. But supporting Bruno Mars was the absolute goddess,
the
Dua Lipa. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
Smashed it the other night.
It was so much fun, and I love being on tour and I love supporting, but it's never happened that I've supported someone and had a massive audience in an arena sing songs with me.
Every word. Right.
So
it was full during the support, which often
was,
doesn't happen.
Which doesn't happen as well. And I was I was so over the moon and so pleasantly surprised and so happy.
I have a theory, and please feel free to debunk this completely. Okay. I thought you agreed to do the support a long time ago, and then you've blown up and you've got way more famous, and now you're like, oh, damn it, I've still got to do those support dates. You've got a long-lasting love relationship with YouTube, obviously. You started out doing a lot of covers on YouTube and got big notoriety through that. Is this the most exciting time ever to be a musician? Is there more outlets than they've ever been?
Absolutely. I mean, when I started, I just moved back from Kosovo, where the reason I moved from Kosovo to London was really because I didn't feel like there was enough opportunity. Like, I didn't have the opportunity of streaming services where you could be anywhere in the world and you could put a song out and have the opportunity to be heard all over. And so that was one of the main reasons I moved.
And you are, you're friends with a fellow Londoner, Sam Smith, who we actually had on our show. He, the beginning of this year, he actually made me cry.
Why?
Because
not in a mean way, sorry.
You know, he surprised me at my house. He came to my house and they didn't tell me. And then I opened my door and he was in my lounge room and I lost my shit. But he's the sweetest thing. I feel
so
like it
lovely.
Must be such a nice group of musicians in London at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there always has been. And Sam's just so sweet and so supportive as well. Like, he sometimes just messages me randomly and goes, IDGAF is one of my favorite songs on your album. I find myself singing. I'm like, this is Sam Smith.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of his music, and I'm so okay and open to be a fangirl and show people how much their like music means to me and how much I appreciate it. So
you are so really awesome. Cool. That's why you have these fans, and you listen to a lot of musicians. We had Troye Sivan on the project the other day. He loves you too. And
I
he was telling
him.
Us how you popped a champagne bottle in the back
that
of an Uber. But
let's not talk about that. We did talk about that. One thing I missed out was that not only did it spray everywhere, but it sprayed all over me, and my makeup was running down my face.
Champagne in the eyes hurts.
It hurts, but I also looked like I was really crying.
So people being like, what?
I'm not sure if the Uber driver was like, what happened? Or are you crying? Or are you in pain? Or
was it the beginning of the night or the end?
Beginning.
Just start strong. It's good.
Go hard or go home.
Yeah.
I loved your speech at the Brit Awards.
Thank you.
And I saw your post for International Women's Day as well.
Thank
Growing
you.
Up for you, who were the women that you just looked at and thought, I want to be like that? Who inspired you?
Well, my mum, really, first and foremost. I guess she's just taught me to be the boss of myself from day one. And artists that also really resemble that are Pink and Nelly Furtado, that I feel like don't take anything from anyone without swearing. We've had this conversation. But I'm so inspired by women in general.
Is there a lot of support for women? Like, within the industry, obviously, across social media, you see women together all the time smiling, being happy. But it's still a competitive space.
Absolutely.
But do you find that it's genuine, the support from...
I mean, look, there is... Of course, there's, like, competitiveness in everything. But it's a lot about being really happy for the people around you, because everybody deserves to win. And there is room for everyone in this industry. And I think the media and even the music industry for so many years has really pitted women against each other. And I always use the example of even like makeup brands of being like, you need this lipstick so you can look better than her. And it's just like, it's not meant to be like that. And the real world is that girls hang out with girls and girls reach out to their girlfriends for when they need help. And people are saying now that it's like a revolution, that everything, but it's so normal. It's so
life,
normal.
Actually, nothing, our normal life.
That's actually what it's like, you know? And it is genuine. It is 100% good. Genuine.
Do you ever feel the pressure? I mean, we've just come from doing a show where it was full of teenage girls who just did not care about the rest of the TV show. We did 50 minutes of a TV show that was news of current affairs.
They weren't
and
they there sat for you,
there,
Tommy?
Oh, no. They sat there so bored and they were just out of their minds. But they were frothing when you came on and they would just follow you so blindly. Like, honestly, if you said, hey, girls, you know what's cool? Smoke cigarettes. They would all start smoking cigarettes. Do you ever feel the pressure of knowing that these girls admire you to such a point, they're going to kind of mimic whatever you do?
Yeah, I do think there is a pressure. And I want to set a good example as much as I can, but at the same time, I'm not perfect. I guess the main message that I want to put out is really kindness and niceness and looking after each other. And there can be a few slip-ups, but at the end of the day, you know, you hope that that kind of overrides everything else. Mm.
You're allowed to stuff up occasionally, though.
Yeah.
You can pop champagne bottles in the back of Ubers. Yeah. It's fine.
I think you know, that's okay. I'm allowed to let my hair down occasionally.
Are you letting your hair down while you're touring or you don't have to change?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I am. I am because normally I don't get to stay in one place for quite a long time. So I get to see lots of places. I get to go out in the evenings and explore. And so it's lovely. Yeah. It's
we've got great food in this country too.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I've heard that Melbourne is really the place for food.
Yeah. It is.
And I love food.
Who doesn't?
I know we have to let you go. I have one last question and it's a weird one. It's something I only discovered last night. And I think you'd be the perfect person to ask because you have, without a doubt, flawless eyebrows.
Okay.
Now, I noticed last night something I've never noticed before. And that is I have one eye. Look at this. Look how long my eyebrows
are. They are very long.
It's just one long ear.
Oh, that is.
It's because you're getting old, mate.
Is that?
You'll have them coming out of your ears soon. That's what happens. What? Yeah, you will. Look at your dad.
Is that gross? Should I do something about that?
Well, I didn't see it until you literally pulled it out of your face.
Speaking of dads, your dad's a hottie.
Oh, he's still my dad.
And also keep it in your pants,
no,
mate.
No, I was looking at some gorgeous photos of him. I was like, what? Like, he just looks like he could be a Bond, like a Bond villain.
I'm so sorry. She cracks onto the dads of all the guests we have.
That's okay. I won't tell.
No, please do.
Well, enjoy your rest of the time
in the
country.
Thank you so much.
You're
an
absolute superstar. And yeah, we love you. Thank you
so much for having me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughesy and Kate, good to see you guys. Happy Monday.
Well, thank you, Buzz. And it really is Buzz, Hughesy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Buzz is back. Stand over
there. I mean, we love Dan, but Buzz is the original. And I'm not going to say the best, but he's certainly the original and probably the best. But Dan's listening. He did a great job.
Jeez, you really covered all your bases on that one.
I don't want anyone
to hurt. Well, it's important no one's feelings be hurt.
All inclusive. That's what we do
It's
here.
Enough that Tommy's feelings have been hurt by Carrie. What I can only describe as his spectacular ineptitude at picking up rock stars, pop stars.
Oh, he thinks he's got it everywhere
he
we go.
It's
so nice. That is for him not to have it.
Dua Lipa. I've been filled in about how hot she is. She's amazing.
She's stunning.
She's so smart.
But I also
so
didn't think I had it. I just couldn't say anything.
Why and then did I panicked. You? How did you bring up your long eyebrow hair?
Because I'd got nervous by it and didn't say anything, and then I thought, say something spectacular, and that's what I came up with.
I've got a very long eyebrow hair.
I've got a really long nose hair. I should have brought that up with her.
So no.
That would even turn on even more.
I'm fascinated. You've turned me on.
Do you know what? We should start that as a thing right around the world. Just get radio people, not let her in on it, but just wherever she goes, whatever studio she goes, that someone will just show her a really long hair that they have.
I'll show one of my grey pubes. Really turn her on.
I don't have long any hair to show anymore. I've been lasered too much. Got nothing going on.
I know, we're all gone. What can we show?
I was thinking of you, Kate, and I cried this morning reading to my little girl because you guess what book I was reading that left me in tears this morning?
Oh my God, the Robert Munz book.
Yeah, oh God.
What tune do you think?
For always.
As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be.
How hard of heart is Tommy Little?
He doesn't know
the
book.
He's a sook.
Get him to read it.
No, I was just thinking I was thinking what an amazing turnaround we've made from grey pubes to this beautiful child story.
I mean, it is.
Geez, if there's anyone that's good at a gear change in this business, it's Carrie Bickmore.
We are in the heart of the school drop-off, so... Oh, no, not pick-up.
No, because yeah, when you guys used to do radio years ago,
yes.
Kate showed me this. She talked about on air this story that every time she read her kid, she ended up bawling, right? And it was called I Love You Forever.
You cannot
anyway,
help
I somehow
cry.
Got the book, and now every time I read it to my kids, I bawl my eyes out.
Yeah. See, this is where I'm cutting corners because I'm not going to need to read my kids' stories. They're just going to be too busy playing with my long eyebrow.
Braiding it. All right, let's get out of here. Hughesy and Kate, they are in next. We are back. If you missed the show today, you can download the podcast now, carrieandtommy.com.au. See you guys.
See you, love you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.